There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
Side stories.
From your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
I was speaking with my doctor the other day.
Were you yelling or speaking?
No, I'm
I've never actually heard you speak before.
Can you hear it?
I know, but it's
this
so
is a normal tone.
It's so intentional that I immediately noticed you were trying to do something different than your normal voice.
This is my real voice.
It is not.
No, Jackie and I talk about it this all the time. Is that according to both, because Jackie had a speech pathologist who said that we push all the time and we speak too loudly. And that technically,
it's your little pit bull.
This is the volume at which a normal person speak.
This reminds me when we toured NPR and I attempted to give them Roundtable of Gentlemen because I really thought we could get an NPR
they
show.
They must have had a fucking seizure.
They must have died, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think that show was suitable for NPR, different brand.
But I was speaking to my doctor and because, you know, the big thing is they said these COVID tests, unreliable.
Unreliable.
I don't think that is a big thing. They all are saying it.
Is that right?
Do you subscribe to Tests Are Unreliable Monthly? But they said
only the ones that I took in high school.
All of the COVID tests they're so unreliable. He said, I have this new test for you. And I was like, okay, that's great. He said,
oh my.
Send me a picture of your, he said the word phallus. So I was like, oh, he's a doctor. This is science.
Right.
And he said it because he's like, the big thing is that
he wants a dick pic.
Now he knows that COVID is that the way you know you're definitely positive for COVID is if the tip of your dick turns blue, like a pregnancy test.
Really?
And so I sent him a bunch of pictures and a bunch of pictures. And he said, different angles. He's like, bend over. He's like, I want one where I can see your feet in it, is what he said.
Really,
and
then weird. He likes the little Polish kind of a cobbler's feet.
And then I said, and I realized, my doctor's a woman.
Whoa! So who are you sending those pictures to?
Some guy with a stethoscope.
Oh my goodness. Welcome to Science Tours, everyone. I am Ben, hanging out with the newly, I guess, I don't even know, traumatized, victimized.
Oh, me,
Henry
I wasn't
Zabrowski.
In the room when I was getting victimized.
Yeah, I guess you were fine. I mean, technically, whoever you sent those to is the victim because they had to look at your weird Polish penis. But, you know, they asked for it, so they get what they wanted.
There is a top for every bottom.
Yes, there is, and thank God for that. And if you are a top, this goes out to you. And if you're a bottom, this goes out to you, too. Be careful. Apparently, we mentioned COVID. Apparently, some extreme psychotic reactions have happened in a few COVID patients, which is quite an amazing story. Dare I say this, they may have been crazy before COVID.
I think this was, you know, when I do a dry rub for my chicken wings. I've been doing a lot
of... Oh, thank God you said for your chicken wings.
No. I
never
want to
hear you. Yeah.
Anything else is a wet rub. But I do a dry rub for my chicken wings, and it's...
Why does it smell like barbecue sauce in here, Henry?
Oh, it's cause I was having mesquite night.
Ugh.
But I, when I do my melange of spices, their insanity is kind of like how I use... The smoked paprika really cuts through, right? And that's what everyone says, oh, they're crazy. But... It's all the other spices and the other, I think, that come together. You know what I mean? And it makes someone insane.
Well, but that's the nice thing. COVID can put things over the top, like Sylvester Stallone in that wonderful film where he arm wrestles everyone to save his relationship with his son.
And actually,
I think
no
it was
knows,
written by a man.
Only the most professional arm wrestlers, everyone knows, are the most lonely men who have ever been born.
Oh, that's so sad.
Only one half of them is strong.
I know.
Yes, the COVID patients, it's a very small amount of people, but they're experiencing very strange psychosis.
Well, one
like
patient.
Episodes.
Yeah, one patient, they're 42 years old. Apparently, it's a mother of four children, and the age of the children are 2 to 10. Maybe that's why she's going crazy.
It sounds like you're very tired.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. You have four kids from 2 to 10, so that means she's just always pregnant and then always has a new baby for like more than a decade?
It's very hard to get stitched up that many times. But she attempted to give her kids through a drive-through window at a restaurant, which I honestly think doesn't sound that crazy.
No, the McRib is coming back. Might as well start giving kids away, too, the McKids. So she got coronavirus in the spring, had mild symptoms. But she says months later, she heard voices telling her to, quote, kill herself and then telling her to kill her children, which I think may just be her telling her to kill herself. And then, well, you got to kill the kids first.
Well, you have to kill the kids first. That's very, very important. It also could have been the husband.
She said this.
Just through the wall.
She said this. She says, or this is according to Hassam Golouli, a medical doctor. This is what they say. They say it was like she was experiencing a movie like Kill Bill. So she was living in a VR, like if Tarantino directed her life in VR. That's what she was living.
It's really
so
scary.
So I do feel bad for her, but let's not. This, she just needs to. She had a psychotic break.
There's a lot going on to unpack there. And it seems to be, yeah, COVID drives a lot of people to do a lot of extreme things, like put on a buffalo skin cap and go set fire to the Capitol for some reason. I've never seen a group of people set fire to the Capitol when they like the president.
When did Abe Lincoln's Top Hat become the true crime show of our network?
I don't know.
I don't know when politics turned into that, but we're going to talk about everything that's happening here in America on that program. And of course, we'll reference it here as well. So
COVID
be careful. If you got the COVID, your kids might be trying to kill you.
But they also don't know what the fuck is what's really happening in the aftermath of COVID. And so it seems to be fucked with some people's minds, and that's not good.
Yeah, but I think so.
You know, here, the medical advice on the show is so tight and so good. And I think a lot of people listen to us for COVID news.
Well, I know for
and
a
COVID
fact,
protocols.
I know for a fact we have doctors that listen to us so they know how to be doctors.
They are the doctors. Yeah. And it's nice for the doctor because you guys can't hear the doctors screaming at the TV. Like they're screaming at the, either at their car
or
their
phone.
Tell
us more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they don't know that. I mean, we have the microphones, so everything we say is real. So number one, do you know that COVID's caused by ghosts?
Isn't that interesting?
That's another true fact about COVID.
Well, I completely believe it because what can't you see? COVID. Also, what can't you see? Ghosts.
Unless you're Haley Joel Osment from Sixth Sense.
Oh my God, I am so sick of that. Just if I see one more dead woman.
Yeah, and now Haley Joel Osment just sees a dead woman every single time he goes on vacation in Las Vegas. Come
on,
guys.
Oh my goodness.
He's a murderer. He's fucking killed women.
No, he is not a murderer.
He's got a fucking boy face on a big head. You can't trust anybody with a tiny face on a big head.
Oh my God, sure he looks like the evil guy from Happy Death Day, even without a mask. It doesn't matter that he looks like a big baby head on top of a kind of a human body. We hear love him.
Again.
He's a great actor and he deserves another shot. And I'm sorry that children
He's
actors, for all you pedophiles out there, I'm sorry that the child actors grow up.
Isn't that a shame for you pedophiles? Isn't it that they get hair on their bottoms?
Glooly, the doctor, this is when it comes to COVID, he says, we don't know what the natural course of this is. So this is like, they are taking this seriously. They're like, people get COVID and go crazy. But obviously those people probably were already about to go crazy. But he does say, does this eventually go away? Do people get better? How long does this normally take? And are you more prone then to have other psychotic issues?
Wait a second.
As a result, there are just so many unanswered questions.
Wait a second. Wait a second. So what's the point of this? What's the point of this whole conversation then? He is just asking a bunch of questions that
us.
We are asking.
That's what I'm saying. The doctors are asking us questions.
Don't ask me the questions.
All right, number one question.
Okay, all right.
This is what he asked. Does it eventually go away? This is the doctor wants to know.
Oh,
I got COVID. I'm crazy. I want to kill all my kids. Does that go away?
Oh, it better.
Okay. Do people get better?
It gets better.
It gets better. That is a hashtag. That was a YouTube movement that was full of lies because it gets taxed. How long does that normally take? How long does it normally take?
9 to 10.
You are wrong. And you are you more prone to psychotic issues after this or psychiatric issues, perhaps?
I don't know. Sometimes you actually, your pants just might be too tight. Sometimes during quarantine, you have to be honest with yourself and get the next size pants up. COVID information. This is a solid source.
Well, you know I'm doing my dry Jan. I got to drop some LBs. This was my plan for last year.
You're incredibly dry right now.
I am so dry. I'm not even a bit wet.
You're a regular Hugh Laurie.
thank you. Thank you.
Stephen Fry?
It's about getting healthy. Isn't it? It's about getting, you gave me a compliment and now I got lost.
That's it. Because you just kept thinking about how great you are and
well,
how,
because Hugh
how
Lord
dry
was, he
you
was
are.
The doctor.
He was the doctor. He was house.
And he would say, yes. He would say, I don't like you, but I'll fucking take care of you and then never talk to me again.
The best part about him as house is, he was grumpy, but what a good doctor.
He really was. Well, now
Hugh Laurie killed two women in Muskoka, Wisconsin. This is completely true.
Not.
Yes, he did. Haley Joel Osment, Hugh Laurie in a room together. I'm talking about the Excalibur that is on the main strip in Las Vegas. Two dead girls, five dead fish. Tom Cruise coming in with the pizza.
Oh my God. All of
Tom
that
Cruise
is satire.
Tom Cruise whole live fish. He literally goes and he gets them in the store. We keep talking about this. It's in the blind items. Go and look at it. Tom Cruise fucks a fish. Look at the blind items. It's there for you.
I have a feeling.
Follow the nuggets. Let your nose do the reading. Let your eyes do the talking.
I don't know if these blind items are very accurate. What I was trying to say was I'm not going up to a size 42 pant in Old Navy. I'm staying at 38 and gosh darn it, I'm losing some weight.
I think that Old Navy is just making the pants bigger.
No, I outgrew
keeping the numbers the same.
No, I outgrew the big, they, I know what they were doing, and they had me for about 50, give you 50 pounds before they're like, you have to change the size. And I reached capacity 50 pound, and they're like, you have to be a 42 now. I mean, we can't do anything for you. Otherwise, we're lying.
Mr. Kissel, we have spoken with all of R&D here at Old Navy, and unfortunately, these waists won't hold.
Oh, damn it. All right. Well, let's talk about some. Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of COVID, we've lost so many.
Oh my God.
I want to say this, honestly. You know, again, people come here for the COVID news.
I know
and
they
to
do.
Talk about Hugh Laurie and his crimes.
They
and
don't
Haley Joel
do
Osment
that.
And his crimes.
No, they didn't do anything wrong.
But this next year, we've lost so many. We've lost so many good people to COVID this year.
It's okay. Dr. Dre is actually out of the hospital. So
thank God.
I was going to be pissed. I was going to be pissed. And Larry King.
Oh, my God. He's sick. We've lost so many good people.
An
and one of them, I just want to say.
Larry King's still around.
It looks like.
Who?
God has gotten another angel.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe we lost Samuel Little, the most prolific serial killer of all time.
God must have needed someone to butcher.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they do in heaven.
I don't know. I don't know if they have a freezer section.
Do they need to eat?
I don't think so. I don't think that they eat because if you eat, you have to shit.
My question is this. Samuel Little, he confessed to killing 93. Who knows what the number actually is? He died at 80. Probably could have been caught long before, but because of inept police work and, you know, just everything kind of went wrong. He killed the less dead and stuff like that. But in heaven, no one can die. So perhaps that's Samuel Little's hell because he'll be stabbing them. He'll be stabbing them in heaven. But then they're just going to be fine. They're going to be singing songs, praise Jesus. And next thing you know, he can't kill anyone.
Next thing I know. Was that I had this young blonde woman, and she had a dress on. Everyone kept calling her Marilyn Monroe, but I called her Corpse.
Uh-huh.
And I kept trying to grab her, and she kept going, hee-hee-hee-hee. I'm going to call my old husband Joe DiMaggio.
Oh!
And I was like, Joe DiMaggio? That's incredible.
That is incredible.
It's nice, and I got his autograph, and honestly, things have actually been really nice here.
Isn't that fun? You know what would be fun if you go to heaven and you find out who didn't make it that you thought would make it?
I think most of the people that you think would make it to heaven didn't, because a lot of the people that appear nice and good in media that you see and that you love, a lot of times it turns out their souls are cavernous, empty, vacuous cesspools mm-hmm. of rage and violence.
The most shocking would be Mr. Rogers. Second most shocking?
Sniper.
Tom Hanks. Sniper?
That's not true. They said that people were floating for a while that Mr. Rogers was a sniper in World War II, and that's why he was so nice.
But he was not.
No. He was what they called a bottom bunk boy. That's not true. I love Mr. Rogers. He's the R.I.P. Mr. Rogers.
He can be a bottom bunk boy.
Yeah, I mean,
he
that'd be nice. That'd be good. But Tom Hanks has probably done crimes as well.
No, he has not.
But according to Samuel Little, they believe that he has, I want to say what the 60 confirmed victims, according to the FBI. It all comes from his confessions. I have no clue what's reliable or not. We're waiting to see what more comes out about Samuel Little, but he was specifically very quiet about his crimes. And a lot of times, the information that we know about serial killers, it comes from the serial killers themselves.
Right.
And people like near-miss victims. So we really don't know what he fully, what the full kind of scope of his crimes were and what is real and what is not. And according to him, Samuel Little, he murdered 60 people by hand.
Jesus.
So he could do it. He was a very, very large man and he liked to choke people to death. And he claimed he developed a fetish for women's necks after becoming sexually aroused when he saw his kindergarten teacher touch her neck. And said he was always careful, he added, to avoid looking at the necks of his wife or girlfriends so he never hurt anyone that he loved.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
Real dolls, right? What are you losing? What are you costing? Overhead.
$2,500.
You got the head. You got the legs. You got the arms. You got the torso. I'm selling just the neck.
Oh, that's great.
I'm selling just the neck.
That's great.
You like necks? I can get you some necks. $50 a pop for a fake neck. You can stab it and stab it and stab it and free return policy.
And you know what's nice about a detachable neck is that let's say you want to choke in sex, but maybe someone's out with you not really into it.
Bring in the stunt neck.
Bring in the neck. And then you can go in and really rail on that neck while you're having normal sex on the bottom half with your partner.
Every single couple finds a way to coexist, and I don't even know how it's possible, but yet they do it.
They do.
Isn't that nice?
And he, according to Samuel Little, he also said, I don't think there was another person who did what I like to do. I think I'm the only one in the world.
I don't know if that's true.
And that is not an honor. That is a curse.
Yep. Oh, Samuel.
It's like we say how hard it is to be so busy.
Yeah.
You know?
How hard it is to be so talented and humorous.
Oh, I just wish I had so much more time, but my projects keep building up.
All those projects we've been working on when it comes to ordering food and sitting down and then doing that again.
Sitting food
we've
every
been
day.
Busy. We've busy. Been busy.
So busy. I got to play Civ 6.
Samuel Little is such a sociopath that somehow... he made himself
the victim.
How? How did he pull that feng shui logic out?
Look and be at like, these hands.
Yes, I killed 93 people, but it's a curse.
You look at how big and perfectly
big hands,
look at
yeah,
how
huge.
Great these hands are for choking.
Well,
right, look at the circle that they make when I put thumbs and tips together. Right, see
that's
that?
Pretty perfect.
Isn't that right? That's about the size of a what? A woman's neck,
a
right?
Grapefruit, yeah.
So it comes down to it. Did they say, Andre Agassi, you shouldn't play tennis just because you got paddles for hands? He was born with paddles for hands.
Well, he's practiced very much, though, and he really wanted
to. He has a physical paddle for a hand. You've seen pictures of him. He moves so fast. He's a mutant.
And I am just so happy you mentioned Andre Agassi, only 35 years outside of his prime.
Andre Agassi actually
remember when
drowned.
He
drowned a little boy.
He did
boy.
Not do that.
He did. Andre Agassi
no,
drowned
did not.
A little boy.
Henry, what is wrong with you?
I was just saying.
Andre Agassi couldn't drown anyone. Also, it's a tennis. There's
tennis
a lot of
players are filled with the most rage, I think, of all sports.
Because they have to be kind of controlled.
Yes, I think it's tennis, and then right underneath it is golf.
Without a freaking doubt.
John Daly also probably, I mean, he probably has done some things. He
well, John Daly, I think, has been arrested many, many times for killing God knows amount of Budweisers.
But I also think his thing, his crime's more like, hey, Caddy, you want to see a lizard? And then like have his dick hanging out of his pants and stuff like that. Like it's those types of locker room.
It's more like Ric Flair excessive. Like it's more like when Ric Flair had a very specific time.
Yes.
That he could do that. And that lives in a lockbox. Lockbox
close,
in that time.
Close.
And I think John Daly is probably in there as well. Of course, the man could golf only when drunk. So you got to respect him. Also, COVID.
Another one.
81 years young. This one
so
not
sad.
Quite as famous as Samuel Little.
No, and just as what another blow.
You know, 81 and 80, you almost think if they could have just met, perhaps love would have flourished. Granny Ripper, she gave children sweets. Oh, but they weren't made of wonderful sugar. They were made of human flesh.
This woman was named Sofia Sukova. It's a Russian serial killer that she murdered an 8-year-old girl for being too noisy and apparently used to give out jellied candy, these little candies made out of jellied human flesh she made inside of her own home.
If it sounds like something out of the Sawyer family, something out of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, well, it gets more like that. She is a retired pig slaughterer, which again, no problem being a pig.
God
I mean,
bless
I'm
her.
Trying not to eat the pigs, but it is what it is.
Oh
but
my gosh, she looks like fucking Robert Blake if he was doing a fucking Golden Girls cosplay.
She really does.
It's
she
like
is
Sophia.
Scary.
It's like Sophie from fucking Golden Girls.
She's a beast. Sophie was very funny, very cute. To my
youngest
knowledge, she was never a pig ripper. She was never a pig slaughterer. Yes, I mean.
You remember that trivia?
I do remember that. Of course, I do Golden Girls trivia with Puffin every single night. And he says, Ben, I don't know which one is the study one, Ben. I don't know, Ben. And I tell him,
Blanche.
It's Blanche. It's always Blanche. 81 years old, a retired pig slaughterer. I don't know. What do you get? You know, when you retire from the office, they throw you they give you like a cake and then they say, goodbye. Thank you so much for 40 years of wasting your life with us, Thomas. And here's your pension. Oh, we cut those last year. I'm sorry. What do you get as a retirement gift when you're a pig slaughterer?
Oh, I imagine you get one free whack where you don't get to have to, you don't have to, it's not work anymore. You get to just fucking just get, be like, here's one for free. Go at it. Aww. Maybe go dick first on this one.
You get to go dick first.
You get to go dick first.
So she killed a girl, Anastasia Alexeyniko, and the baby was found. Oh, this is so sad. She was 7 years old. She was found with a severed head in 2005, severely battered face. She was charged with murdering and dismembering a 52-year-old male street cleaner and a janitor killing a woman friend at age 77.
This is a whole story. One day we will cover on Last Podcast Proper for definite, because she is really, really intense.
She's scary, bro.
She said she had spent years working as a field laborer, so they said she was immensely strong despite her age. And then once local identified her by her first name, Tatiana, what they realized, they were like, oh, that was that horrible bitch. She's like, according to one of her former neighbors, we always found it strange that despite being surly and unfriendly, she would often find the time to cook things for the local children.
Uh-oh.
There were always meat dishes. Sometimes she gave them to the adults. She bought me and my husband plates with jellied meat. I remember it well because my husband said, let's not eat it. You never know what it's made from, and now it looks like he was right.
Dude, a Russian husband actually did something to protect their family and did something correct than just get hammered and beat them.
The Russian family, the Russian group, they're very clever. They're very clever.
Are you sure?
The Russians are clever.
The Russians are clever. I've never heard that. Have you ever seen when they tried to bring Everybody Loves Raymond to Russia?
I mean, that's different.
And they didn't understand that the suitcase wasn't about the suitcase. It was a power maneuver to see who's going to move the suitcase between Ray and his wife.
Everybody Loves Raymond requires a specific understanding of Queens that I don't think that they had. Well, King of Queens actually was the most Queen show of all shows. Like, my family was a King of Queens family, even more than an Everybody Loves Raymond family.
I believe it.
Because it's way more trashy Queens. But the thing about Russian is, like, Russia, I mean, like, we have the same outfits. There's just as many tracksuits and big fat bellies hanging out of sweatpants and fucking, like little kind of crop tops.
Well, and that's if you're an aristocrat over there.
Yeah, so Queens and Russia actually probably have a lot in similarities going on, but they just couldn't quite get.
My favorite thing about Queens is expensive jewelry, cheap ass clothes.
That's what you do. A cool ass car with great
cool
or cheap car with crazy accessories on the car.
And then
big
all
wheels.
Of the clothes has to be bought at Mandy's, which nothing wrong with Mandy's.
Nothing
you go in
wrong
there
with
a pinch, but if it's only the place you're buying clothes and then you buy these big chains.
Big chains. And then you have the lights under the car.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember those?
That happened in Wisconsin also. That was pretty...
And the whistle mufflers.
Pretty lame. So there's a picture of the pig slaughterer in a courtroom. By the way, the courtroom in Russia, it looks like a kindergarten.
Well, they have
a
cage.
It just looks like a night. Well, they have a cage, but this is her presenting, and she's showing the axe that she used to kill a janitor. And I am not exaggerating. This woman is freaking... She is the size of an ox. She looks like that chick from Australia, Knight.
Catherine Knight.
And she is holding this bludgeoning object and looking like Bobby Knight. Speaking of Knights, Bobby Knight, the former Indiana head basketball coach who became a huge Trumper, is a total psychopath.
Who?
Bobby Knight. She looks just like him after getting a technical foul. You don't know who Bobby Knight is?
I know Bobby Bonilla. I actually brought up John Daly early today. And I, Wayne Gretzky. Do I have to go back through my fucking list of the five people I know? Ken Griffey Jr., I'll add him.
You've already mentioned him before.
Sonny
anyway,
and Cher.
Those are not. He was a skier.
I love that tag team wrestler.
He was a skier. But he did. Be very careful when you're skiing, folks. I went skiing. I got stoned on the top of the mountain. And I did a typical. If John Hughes was writing my life, it would have been very funny. I'm John Candy going down a hill.
I could see you hitting 250 miles per hour down.
Oh,
like, you're at the
so
like, whoa!
It was like Chevy Chase in Christmas Vacation. Another reference to that when he goes down and he's fucking on his butt and the slide is burning and everything's going crazy.
Hey, Ted, burn rubber. When he goes, that's a fun.
So this woman, she's dead. And again, COVID took another one. But she is one of the scariest 81-year-old women I have ever seen in my life. And I've seen quite a freaking few. She's suspected of killing four.
She's scary as fuck. Speaking of scary as fuck, here's a story that it sounds cute. And it sounds funny.
Are we going back to Queens?
We're going back to Queens.
Oh,
it sounds
do
like.
Do you remember when Queens, like when Hollywood went sniffing around? King of Queens, Everybody Loves Raymond. Everything on television for about 8 years
was about Queens.
Was Queens.
Absolutely. Jerry Seinfeld's from Queens.
Oh.
How about that?
How about that? And now he drives around in cars talking to people who are funnier on stage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And he. Oh, well, let me get into it.
I don't even care.
But this story is real. And it seems to be legitimately frightening.
It is.
And freaking, we don't know what the hell is going on.
It is a straight up trauma horror movie come to life.
It's a cute story. It's a cute headline, but this shit's like fucked up. Furious squirrel accused of carrying out string of frenzied attack.
Okay, can
on
I just,
Queens.
Can I just say this? So, yes. Carrying out, was it given orders? Did it receive an email? Carrying out implies, like, I've been told from the top that I've got to flush Listen, all of the toilet paper down this town's toilet.
If the acts aren't discouraged, does that mean for a fact that the president of squirrels never came out and actively said, let these attacks stand down?
I think the president of squirrels is trying to recount the nuts.
Yes, he's begging for those 11,000 nuts. Now, residents in Queens, now this is in Rego Park, they've reported at least 5 attacks from aggressive squirrels since late November. This is from ABC7. This is fucked up. One woman needed to visit the emergency room after her hand was torn up, literally bitten into the tendon by a squirrel. Others have said that they are afraid to walk in their own neighborhood due to the critters. This comes from Micheline Frederick. Okay, the squirrel, it just basically runs up my leg, right? And I'm like, okay, squirrel, hello, what are you doing?
Right.
All right, he either bit or scratched me on my neck, and then I must have reached over, and next thing I know, it's a cage match, and I'm losing.
Whoa, that is the direct quote. That it's a cage match, and she's losing. Also, there's another epidemic in Queens of people hitting themselves with hammers trying to kill the squirrel.
It's
and
so
they're
difficult.
They're breaking their own legs.
It's hard. It's called Polish extermination. Her hands were covered with blood.
Something. I think we experienced that before.
Oh, no!
Okay.
You're culpable!
Whoa!
So her hands were covered with blood and bruises. She got a rabies shot as a precaution for warning her neighbor, Licia Wang. Now, Licia Wang says then she was also attacked by a squirrel. I try to shake it off, but I couldn't. Squirrels have claws. They cling onto your winter jacket. There's no way to shake it off. At least 3 other people have said they had similar encounters with either a single rogue squirrel or a pack.
Okay. Remember the roaming pack of chihuahuas in Detroit?
Yes.
Cuter. Squirrels or the roaming pack of chihuahuas. Also, second follow-up question, who would you rather be attacked by, chihuahua or squirrel?
I feel like that now that I have a chihuahua, I can have a little bit more of a communication with the chihuahua.
But now Wendy is more of a gal's gal. She likes the lady. She likes the mama. She's
but
not
she
a papa.
She only likes her mother.
Yes.
And me. She likes me.
She
pass.
Does like you.
I pass.
You're past. Okay.
But the squirrels, number one, soaked in rabies. And honestly, they are, I imagine, they could bite the fuck out of you.
I would not mess with them.
I would not mess with them.
And they can climb.
A pack of squirrels.
They can climb.
And they just grip, and they don't know any fear. And they hate you.
Yeah, for some reason, we didn't do anything to them. I'll give them nuts.
I don't know, but they sort of walk. They literally have to walk around. Now, Anika Singh Sood says, when we leave the house, we have to carry mom's homemade pepper spray to make sure if it comes at us, we can spray it.
Wow.
People are walking around scared in Rego Park.
Well, is it possible, just because it's Queens, I'm not going to malign the great people of Queens, do they have peanut butter in their pockets? Is it possible that they say, oh, you never know when you're going to run into a youngster, and they pack a punch, they get a bunch of jelly, a bunch of peanut butter, slam it into their pockets, and then the kids can lick it off their hands.
Queens is an interesting place. You see people are walking around Queens fishing for kids like it's trout?
But because they like the kids, it's not a molest.
It's not
I'm
a
saying
molest.
It's like it's Queens, so you dip your hand in your pocket full of peanut butter. You dip your hand out. Now the kids can lick the peanut butter off your hands. That's typical Queens lunch.
But this is the problem: is that every single person who like loves kids, like loves hanging out with kids, and loves them, and like to do kids things, and they like to climb trees, and they like to sit and have like ice cream parties and their jammies and stuff. They always end up looking at a child's butthole like it's a fucking periscope.
Well, and that is horrible because you can't see anything other than fear and trauma. And I don't think that that's right. And I've said that before, and I'll say it again.
Honestly, I bet you're going to have to keep saying it.
Well, of course. Of course. You know, I took care of children there. It's probably a horrible segue, but I took care of kids when I would go when I would go home from college at
what
the YMCA.
Mean, what
I
do you mean took care of them like a hitman?
No, you... No?
Haley Joel Osment.
If you ever mention Haley Joel Osment again...
What if he's on the show?
I would love to have him on the show. I love him. I have no problem with him.
And we'll talk to him what it's like to be a murderer and let that statute of limitations pass.
I would actually be proud of him if he was able to do that and break the Hollywood mold.
That horrible story you told a couple months ago, like with a guy. No, the other story where the guy said he was 13 years old and on his Facebook page.
Marty Jannetty.
Yeah, and he murdered his molester.
Apparently, Marty Jannetty has also been petitioned to do quite a bit of porn with Mia Khalifa.
I'll see it.
He's got a whole weird life going on.
Mia Khalifa's not going back.
I don't. Apparently, they have some correspondence where they would do it, but he said no. I don't freaking know what the weird life of Marty Jannetty is. All I know is he is the reason why, no matter how sober I am, no matter what January is, I will always go to a dive bar in hopes to run into him because I could listen to that man.
Oh, of course. Is he LA?
He's everywhere. He's in wherever you are, wherever your soul is.
That's frightening.
There is Marty Jannetty. Well, speaking of children and speaking of things not necessarily going great for them, obviously, Kaylee Anthony, RIP, we will always love Kaylee. Casey Anthony, the mom who was, of course, acquitted of murdering her, but is still a felon because she was not acquitted of lying to the police about murdering Kaylee. I don't see how you square the two, but
I forgot that was true, that she got... She got convicted of a felony of lying to the police and covering up evidence.
But wasn't the lie that she didn't kill her daughter? How if you were in the jury box, you're like, she lied about not killing her daughter because she killed her daughter. But.
Well, they say that she lied. That you remember all the whole side tangential world where she lied for her own parents, that her parents were a part of the whole thing. And it's all bullshit. It doesn't matter. But
believe it or not, they're still having they're estranged.
I can't believe they didn't fix it. How not? How come?
You kill your daughter and you accuse your parents of molestation one time.
Come on. But she is trying to be a private investigator she's trying to be a private investigator in Florida. She has been shacked up with the 72-year-old private investigator that was an investigator for her defense team when she got acquitted. And I think they must have been fucking or doing something. But now she is trying to make...
I would never say that about Casey.
I don't want to shame.
Casey had sex with only the finest DJs in all of Orlando. And if you ever say that she would have sex with an investigative reporter, my friend, your hashtag... Too rude.
I feel too rude to be crude. That's actually not true.
No, it's just true enough.
But look at these pictures of her. I forgot about that one with the poker outfit.
She is only attractive because she is in a league of child killers. Yeah. And always will be.
But she's not doing well.
Well, you know she's not always. I'm sure she's having sex with somebody. But yes, apparently she wants to have a private investigative firm. But I guess she's running into some problems because of the felony conviction stemming from the murder investigation into Kaylee. My question is this, Henry. You know, they say former coaches in the NFL, for example, there's a lot of former players who now are going into coaching, NBA as well.
As you should,
because you understand what it's like to be on the field.
You feel the pressure.
You get the pressure. You know what you got to do.
Audience there. You got the first act, the second act.
Absolutely.
The costume changes. There's all the rehearsals.
All of that.
It's so hard to be a sports.
They don't change clothes at halftime, right?
They don't.
No, they wear the same. They talk about.
But you have all these fun opportunities to put new uniforms on.
Sadly, you're actually not that inaccurate because they have new uniforms all the time because they're trying to sell more merch.
I like the new uniforms.
I like uniforms.
I like costumes.
I know you do. But what I'm saying is you want someone who's played the game to coach.
Oh, yes.
And if you are a private, if you're looking for a PI, don't you want someone who has gotten away with murder?
Obviously.
Because she knows what she's looking for. She has an Sherlock Holmes eagle eye.
Shouldn't you want a private investigator whose privates have been investigated? She is she would have been perfect for it. She would have been absolutely perfect for it.
I don't think they investigated her. She's not Jody Arias. They did not. If the prosecutor looked at Casey Anthony's butthole, that is just them wanting to look at Casey Anthony's butthole.
We just wanted to really cover all of our bases here. But I can also see just like, here's another picture. Of Kaylee. Here's another picture of what we found of Kaylee and what was that? Here's another picture. Here's a picture of mommy's tits. And everyone's just like, yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Who needs that disgusting defense attorney she got? What was that guy?
Joe Baez?
Yeah, Joey Baez. When you have Zabrowski, Zabrowski, and Zabrowski, it's just Henry. But every fourth picture is a picture of boobs.
See?
And...
Keeping the jurors under Dean.
Yeah, look at the beheading here. You can see the corpse. Oh, look at the arms. She cut off the arms. Oh, she cut off the legs. Boobs.
Boobs for everybody. That's for me. Actually, that's more for me.
Something about this case just makes me feel good.
But she's trying to do. I don't know what the hell she's going to do with her life. I know that she still has like there's like she's a several million hustler. I believe offered her $5 million for a pictorial, and she said no.
I think it was $500,000. She's not a $5 million gal.
She's
and of course
not.
After taxes. Well, she's in Florida, so she'll take home about $300,000. She better save.
She better save. But honestly, she also said there was supposed to be that steamy movie about her life that was supposed to come out. Like, they were supposed to do some sort of Skinamax version of the Casey Anthony story that she was supposed to be in.
So she's
that
just blowing happen. The DJ the whole time?
Oh,
as
yeah.
Her car is a rotting corpse in the back, and she's like, it's bad pizza.
It's just about a girl wanting to be Budweiser Bikini Girl of the Year and how much of a bummer it is that she has a daughter.
You fucking joke about that shit. You don't think that's real competition?
I know it is.
Yeah.
And she also, but you know what she has right there waiting for her is OnlyFans. Is that if she creates an account for OnlyFans, she will make a lot of money.
OnlyFans is, it's perturbing me because I don't like it when platforms lean away from why they got successful.
Oh, yeah. Well, OnlyFans is now trying to like, no, but listen, now
it's
we
about
have,
baking.
There's branded content in OnlyFans now. I'd be like, no, we're here for, I'm here for boobies.
Yeah.
And I'm here to see bajins. And I'm here. Yeah. That is what OnlyFans is for.
It's fine. Or balls and dicks.
I'll see
or,
the balls and
whatever.
Dicks and the assholes.
I don't care. It's just stop. Meanwhile, if OnlyFans was predicated upon like live death, they wouldn't censor anything.
No.
But they'd be like, we've shown too many butts. We are so crazy.
We're just such a puritanical bullshit.
We're seeing more and more now that social media is trying to like edit itself.
It's disgusting. It really makes me mad because, well, I mean, obviously, I think we're heading into not fun territory because what's it that?
Oh, it's going
to
go away.
Was it new policy that they're trying
Which
to get
one?
To?
Well, they want to get rid of Section 230.
It's just
basically what they want to do is make like Zuckerberg and forget the other guy, douchey McFuckfuck over there at Twitter, make them editors of the platform and make them responsible for the content, which means that social media would go away, which I actually don't
really
care about.
I mean, really fuck social
about.
Media. Torpedoed social media. I don't
but
give a shit.
We also have to protect our speech.
No, absolutely. And we should protect our sex workers because they are apartment to our, they are very important to our society.
Everyone on the front lines and ain't no one freaking helping them out. Well, speaking of front lines, let's talk a little bit about aliens because I know Mr. Zabrowski.
Okay.
We're always discussing this.
Okay.
And this is
okay.
If we have to. And this is an interesting story because it involves a Harvard. They only have the best professors. Look at that one guy who was with Jeffrey Epstein
the whole time, taking pictures of each other, your belt buckle to belt buckle, just laughing.
Dershowitz.
You can see the saliva come out of each other's mouths.
Yeah,
and they laugh and they love their lives.
Harvard,
oh, no, Harvard is a troubled institution.
Of course, all of these old institutions are absolutely disgusting. But a Harvard professor, he says
this
he
is
was visited by an alien in 2017.
He was not visited by an
alien. Oh, he was not. Okay.
The story is that Avi Loeb, he's writing a book that's coming out. He's a Harvard's Department of Astronomy. He's the chair of Harvard's Department of Astronomy.
Okay.
He has an upcoming book, Extraterrestrial, The First Sign of Intelligent Life Beyond Earth. And what he is writing about is the object that came through our solar system in 2017 that was called Oumuamua.
I remember.
They called it. And it was this very strange object.
Oumuamua.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I like that.
But this object came through our solar system, and there was a bit of a kerfuffle saying it looked like it was made by some form of intelligent design. Yes.
This was this big sort of Burns-like cigar.
Yes, it looked like a cigar, and it flew through our solar system. And Avi Loeb is saying he believes what passed through our solar system was essentially space junk from another civilization.
Wait, what? Like the movie Joe Dirt when he was carrying around a pile of shit and he thought it was a bomb?
That has no clue that it was, like, we don't know what the hell it's for, but it is very curious. Because number one, it's shaped like no other celestial object that they have tracked in the sky.
Right.
Which, again, you can just say it's highly unique. So that's just one of them. Two, the object was mysteriously reflective. He said it was made out of a type of material that, again, they had not seen an asteroid or a comet like this before.
All right. So if you are telling me that this is space junk, I'm going to assume that means space shit, which then I have to assume it's being shiny. Aliens are eating steel. They're coming to our country, to our world, to take our steel because they consume steel as their dietary supplement. And then they shit out shiny, shiny metals.
Are you Joe Jorgensen talking about the revamp of the steel industry? That's incredible.
Good for you.
Hey, how about that?
I mean, hey, 2% for the libertarian party. They'll take it.
That's big. And then number three, what he, the thing that says that to him the most that it's an actual extraterrestrial object is that when it came through our solar system, it essentially accelerated,
yes.
Which was very strange. And they're not quite certain how to explain it. Like, because normally they say when an object enters our solar system, it's pulled in by the gravity of the sun, and then its trajectory is bent by the gravity of the sun. And sometimes things will accelerate away from the sun, but what causes that is that an object will have a bunch of ice more so on one side than the other. And then the sun will warm that ice, and then it will sort of be projected by that kind of that, right. The acceleration of vapor. But this object, the Umaumau, did not have a vapor trail at the end of it. It just looked like it took off, essentially.
Hear me out. We don't want the aliens to invade, right?
No.
And you know what else is happening? Have you seen all the laser technology? You can do laser stuff on buildings and you can put dicks on there and stuff.
You remember Times Remembered where you can go and get the things etched, where you can go and get like a flask and you can go being like, miss your dad and like that?
Kind of like that. That's a sad memory of you and your father there. Kind of keep him in the flask, though. Isn't that nice? Take his last breath, put it in a flask, seal it up.
Is disgusting.
Laser the face of Jake Busey. So large,
oh my god,
that every alien spaceship would see it, they'll just turn around.
It's like each entity on this planet does have teeth like a shark. So frightening. Huge teeth on Jake Busey.
Well, this is what Loeb, again, the Harvard professor, had to say regarding how we see these objects. He says, what would happen if a caveman saw a cell phone? And then
probably sticking it up his ass. I mean, like, oh, hell yeah, this is smooth, right?
No, he answered the question. That's one of those questions you're not supposed to answer.
What? Then why ask questions?
What would happen if a caveman saw a cell phone? This is not a setup for a joke. He says he sees rocks all his life, and he would have thought it was just a shiny rock.
A shiny rock. Actually, now do that statement as if you are setting up for a stand-up routine.
What would happen if a caveman saw a cell phone? Get off the stage! Boo! Well, I'm just trying to do... Boo!
So you were just the audience. Okay. You jumped right to the audience.
Yeah.
And became them.
Yeah. Well, what would happen? And then they're boo! And then he says, he sees a rock all his life. Boo! He sees a rock all of his life, and he would have thought it was just shiny rock! Sir, that was the greatest goddamn performance I've ever seen. I booked for Leno.
Oh, Leno?
Yeah, I booked Leno. Because, and you, my friend, you got the goods, because this crowd hates you.
Because Leno's been openly booking his home. You can go perform in his home. He's got a lot of garage space.
I would show up in a freaking heartbeat and sit in one of those neat little cars. Anyway,
aliens, he's just like us. You remember, Leno's just like us.
Every day I wake up and I'm like, he puts his pants on.
Every day he sits right there. He brings his car magazines in his own little bag for himself. And he's just like us. You wouldn't even notice it was Jay Leno. He just sits there and he reads his magazines.
He just reads his magazines.
And that's not the only thing that happened in UFOs this weekend. We also had a group sighting of a UFO over the Hawaiian island of Oahu.
This is so cool.
It's a blue object that they saw, that several people had cell phone footage of this object that landed in the water. It is kind of wiggity wiggity.
Yeah.
It is definitely unidentified. I think that 2021, if the institution of America lasts, 2021 is going to be the year of UFOs.
Really?
More so than 2020 ever before. Like, we are in
what do you think?
Up to our fucking eyebrows right now.
I flip through the channels. I always have my Forged in Fire ready to go. I've been loving what they're doing with South
Check
Park.
Check out that tang.
Yeah, always watch out for that tang. You want that steel to be strong. You want it to keel.
It will keel.
I'm flipping through. I look at Fox News, and they talked about UFOs because, you know, they want to go out of the world right
now. Oh, yes.
Because that's how you do it. That's how you lie by omission. What do you think about the mainstream exposure, though? And you are the expert here. You know the ufology community. Do you think this is healthy? I mean, we have Joe Rogan has your boy's Jack Vallee on.
Oh, yeah, Jack Vallee on it again. The problem is that all they do, they all keep saying they have a lot of proof, but no one's showing it.
Right.
I feel that major media embracing the UFO story,
mm-hmm.
That allows a lot more disinformation to be planted in anytime yes. they want, because just so you know, still, every single major network is essentially just a mouthpiece for the government. Well, that's still true. You know what I mean? Because it's all still, they were all corporate backed. The advertising companies that run our news stations are the same people that back our politicians. So they all have the same masters.
And what I like to think about it, let's see here. How do I articulate how I see TV? So you think about a circle. And then you put the show in, right? So you got Forged in Fire.
It's a titty. That's like a nipple?
No, it's a circle. One chunk of it is that.
Is that shit coming out of an ass?
No, God damn it. Forged in Fire is one little piece, right? And then it goes on commercial, more Forged in Fire. So you understand Forged in Fire is really just a facilitator for commercials.
Everybody, every single human being that performs as a professional artist is actually just selling things for other people, unfortunately.
And now it's time for a commercial break from Barles Jr. He was the cousin of Carl's Jr.
Fucking get Barles in here.
What we've decided to do is put the bun in the middle, and we have the meat on the outside. So you see, you're grabbing the meat, and then you can get to the bun if you take a nice bite.
It's a bread sandwich where the bread is the meat.
Live from your grave.
I heard Luz Elizondo, the guy that was the big old whistleblower for ATIP. He was on a recent episode of Coast to Coast AM, and honestly, this shit is, he's becoming unlistenable.
Because you started loving this guy.
You loved him. But the problem is I'm starting to see more and more that he was just some low-level guy at ATIP that went past his bosses and leaked the videos to the TTSA and then got the New York Times involved. I think more and more that he had very little to do with the up-top machinations of whatever the fuck he was working in. And now he's acting like real hot shit. And I remember this
and
fucking...
And the TTSA, that's DeLong's, right? With
Blink-182? Yes, to the Stars Academy. Okay. That is now essentially just a production company. Yeah. And because he kept talking about phase two of TTSA on Coast to Coast, and his whole thing is like, we're actually having a lot of people leave the team because, you know, the second phase, some people on the team, you know, the main thing is you got to understand, a lot of these scientists, they're not ready for television. They're not ready to produce. They don't know what it's like to produce television.
What
is
he even talking
about?
Dude,
you made one TV show. You don't know yet. He's full of shit. But again, they keep talking about...
So hold on a second. The reason that you don't trust him is not for UFO stuff. It's because he doesn't know how to produce TV.
No.
So then you're like, nothing he says could be accurate.
No, you're just seeing the fact that he is acting as if all of this, what was supposed to be this big moment in disclosure again, right, is just a ways for him to sell a television show with Tom DeLonge.
Gotcha.
Instead of it being about the UFOs. There's a bunch of evidence that is supposed to come out that is still just fucking sitting somewhere. There is apparently a photo of a triangular UFO that is supposed to be in existence where you can see it coming out of the water that was captured by a U.S. Navy pilot. That is still not come out. There was one that was semi-leaked a couple weeks ago, but it turned out to be a Batman balloon, or it looked like a Batman balloon. All of this talk about the metamaterials, which is the evidence left behind from whatever these interdimensional crafts, if they are, in fact, half nuts and bolts and half psychic.
Doesn't Lou say that he has some? Now
they say they have some. Jacques Vallée has said as they had some, and then apparently the TTSA has some sort of tacit agreement with the U.S. Army where the U.S. Army is supposed to give them resources to help research these metamaterials. That every time something comes out about one of these chunks of UFO metal, they turn out to be just weird combinations of very humdrum metal. Like it's like nickel and aluminum, but it's sort of like in Ghostbusters when they see the stack of books and like Dan Aykroyd is like, he's like, oh, this is incredible. Look at this phenomenon. He's like, and Bill Murray does like, yeah, no human would ever stack books like this. So it's just,
love it.
It's hard. It's in a tenuous place because the people that now have the mic for UFOs, Tom DeLonge, Lou Elizondo, they're just going straight into, like, they're skipping like the 8 years of presidency that Barack Obama had and go straight into, now I just produce television for randos.
I also don't trust anyone that's ever like, we're in phase one. We got to go to phase two. It's like, what do you mean? What phase is this? Shouldn't this all just be one sort of a cycle?
I don't want
like,
any
you
phase
know,
two.
Kinda,
no, any
what
phase
does it even
two.
Mean?
That
what are
exists,
you talking about? What were you doing in phase one?
Phase two should always include surface to air missiles.
Phase two includes branding your vagina in Nexium. Like phase two is always like,
it's always,
and now you worship me.
Yes. Oh yeah. Oh, just so you know, there was no master. It's been me the whole time.
The whole
and
time.
Also the end of the world has moved from Thursday to 2029.
Oh, that gives us some time to live then, isn't that nice?
Yeah, so we can still do the big dick suck roundup.
I can't wait for the big dick suck roundup. I've been waiting for that my whole life. Well, speaking of health, which we've been talking about extensively on this show.
As we should.
All the time. People come to us for their medical advice, for their health advice, and of course for their mental health advice.
Every day. We are such trusted sources and media for politics, medical shit.
500 pounds of pure information.
Mm-hmm.
Country singer, and you know, I like my old country. Don't love the new country, although this guy, whatever, I give everyone a pass. He's doing what he does. Country singer, Tyler Rich. This is, again, very careful when you jog. Never look down.
Never look down.
He believes he was, this country singer, Tyler Rich, believes he was led by a dead man's spirit to discover his body while he was on a run. Not the dead man on a run. Tyler Rich was on a run, and he took this so seriously that he found this dead man's body. And what did he do? Instagram.
He put it straight to Instagram.
Immediately on Instagram.
Because normally, I mean, we just should be thankful for, instead of going straight to Instagram, he didn't just start sucking a corpse's dick and taking a bunch of pictures of it.
Well, there ain't nothing in there anymore, and God knows what would come. I guess we'll have to resume, or what do you call that? Exhume Ted Bundy and ask him. Although I guess he didn't do it with the boys. I don't know what that would
Felching.
Be like.
Felching.
Ugh.
Remember felching?
I do remember felching. It wasn't for me, but if you're into it, have a good time and make sure you use paper straws.
Please. Save the turtles when you're felching.
When you're turtling. So this is what Rich had to say on his Instagram after he found a corpse. He says, still reflecting on this constant feeling that I was in that random part of the park at the exact time I was supposed to be to find that young man.
Do you not feel, though, that this would actually be more appropriate if he found him alive?
Yeah, because he was obviously late.
If you could have just found him while he was alive.
The fact that Tyler, and again, but the fact that he's like, I was in the right spot at the right time. It's like, what happened? Did you save someone from getting hit by a train?
No, I saw him get stiffened with time.
You found a corpse.
Oh, yeah.
Right time, right spot.
And I was the first one to see it and the first one to poke at it.
No, that
was the best part. And I wrote a song about it. It's called Lying Still. Lying Still.
I lost my wife to this song.
I would rather be lying still than being you, Jill.
Honestly, not bad.
I mean, you know, I'm so saddled and I'm so cursed with how fast and good I am.
You're definitely saddled.
Fuck you.
All right. He said, this is what Rich had to say. He says, there are many coincidences that make me truly believe he led me to where he was at.
But
he was
dead. If he found a man that was in a car sinking in the lake, I'd say you're right. Like, if he saved a man and he said, I was God's instrument, I'd be like, okay, that at least makes sense. Or at least that's... God was helpful.
Yes,
because you know what God mostly does? He gives little kids fucking hair lips, and he invented AIDS.
Well, indeed, God is a scientist in many ways, isn't he? God could have been there. Someone could have helped that woman Ted Kennedy killed. But no, nonetheless, it's always easier to find them dead as opposed to find them alive, because then you have to help. But anyway, the musician revealed that he found this body around New Year's Eve. So what a great omen for 2021.
Oh, I just love it. I love it when it's the first thing I find.
This is what he had to say. He says, about 30 minutes later, I looked down at my watch. My running app had paused once I stopped and found him, and it said, my average pace at that time was 11:11. He continued, I told the police and the couple that gave me their number to look at my watch, and that maybe that was a good omen. I don't know why.
Find an alive man.
I don't know why.
If you find an alive man, I will say that's a good omen. You just found meat.
You found a dead person, but afterwards, Rich did. He reached out to the dead person's mother. This is what he said. He said, yesterday I spoke to his sweet mom, which was one of the toughest things I can remember. We talked about the timeline and the series of events.
Why is he doing it and not the cops?
I don't know. She told.
Why is he doing all of this?
The last text he sent was at 11:11. So
lucky.
And I found him just 45 minutes later. Again, you should have found him 45 minutes earlier.
But apparently he died of suicide.
Maybe he
Tyler
should have thrown in a nice song every now and again. Maybe that's the one thing with my country. I love country, but sometimes Towns Van Zandt hits and I'm like, I can't right now, Towns. I need to hear some David Bowie. I need to hear Rebel.
Anything else?
Anything else
but just crying into my alcohol.
So throw in a nice song every now and again. Well, but you can find the Instagram post. It currently has about 20,000 likes. So he is getting his reward, isn't he?
At least someone's doing well.
Isn't that great?
Honestly, Tyler Rich did nothing to help.
What is he supposed to do? He found a dead body, which of course in New York.
Yeah, you call the cops.
If this was in New York. The thing is, you just keep on. You just run.
Oh, yeah. I'd call the cops and walk away.
I might.
Unless I saw the crime happen, I would. And still then, I'd do the anonymous call.
I might do that thing when you see somebody from a distance. You know that they haven't quite seen you yet. It's an acquaintance. You kind of know their name. You kind of don't. But you're just not in the mood. And then you pretend you didn't see them.
Yeah, and you just kind of face the tree.
Whoa. I always look in the direction near the ground.
My shoelace.
It's the one thing you learn in New York. And if anyone wants to go live out their dreams, please go to New York. You got to bust your freaking ass in that city for a long freaking time.
Broadway.
But it'll work. When you're on the subway, you learn how to look nowhere.
You just get your sunglasses on and a hat and your headphones, and you just don't acknowledge a single human being. And you just act as if I don't exist.
You look in certain corners that you never thought that you would look at, and you just stare.
You just stare.
Because technically, that's being polite.
Because anything you see makes you a fucking witness. And that's hours with the cops.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Definitely not. I think it's time for Hero of the Week.
All right, Hero of the Week. You know what? I actually want to do two heroes.
Are there still two heroes in this country?
Nicole Mitchell is one. She was a pastor, but now she became a stripper and she's never been happier. Congratulations!
She's hot and great.
So Nicole, she went from the pulpit to the pole, and we gotta love her for it. This is what she had to say. She says, after seeing her life coach's wife doing lingerie modeling on Instagram, she's like, I want to do that. What am I doing over here?
Boudoir is very big, even within like conservative communities. It's weird how
there's nothing wrong with it.
It's absolutely wonderful. Show them. Show it all.
But you know, in the conservative sense, they're like, oh, that's good. You could fit about 8 babies inside of that one.
I know. They just measure you hip joint by hip joint.
So not long after she saw her friend she saw this chick. She was doing some sexy stuff on Instagram. She's like, I got to do it. She did her first nude photo shoot, and she says she finally felt good about herself. She says, I never felt more sexy and more liberated than I did then. So you are one hero of the week, Nicole Mitchell. Follow your heart and good work. Honestly, just feel liberated. Be comfortable with who you are. And that is a constant work in progress.
Seriously.
And now another hero. And this man, this makes me have faith in humanity. A homeless fella, he rushed into a burning animal shelter and he saved every single pet. His name is Keith Walker. He saved a total of 10 cats and 6 dogs. There was a raging fire at W Underdogs. It's an animal shelter in Atlanta, Georgia.
Ooh.
A lot of great people out there in Georgia. Keith Walker is 53 years old. He's been homeless since he was 13 years old.
Damn.
His dog would stay at this homeless shelter every now and again when he had to, overnights when Walker couldn't take care of him. And he sees the thing ablaze. Everyone is going crazy. Apparently the fire department is there and the police are there and they're just like, I don't know what we can do.
I don't know what we do.
And then like Hancock, Keith Walker goes in, saves 10 cats and 6 dogs. It is unbelievable. And the dogs are so freaking cute. This is what he had to say. And this is why he's a real hero. He says, I was nervous as hell. I'm not going to lie. And that's, again, you have to fight through the fear.
Yes, you
like
do.
Like Dune. Like
yes, you do. Absolutely. And I'm glad that you absorbed that. That's absolutely incredible. This is also very much like Pee Wee Herman.
A bit. So this is what he had to say. He said, I was nervous as hell, but I'm not going to lie. I was really scared to go in there with all that smoke, but God put me here to save those animals. If you love a dog, you can love anyone in the world. My dog is my best friend, and I wouldn't be here without him. So I knew I had to save all those other dogs.
So
and it
cute.
Really is.
That's
it is
so
honestly
nice.
One of the it's nicest
a very
story
nice
I've ever
story,
heard.
But I'd like to find out if there was a way to support this dude in any way, shape, or form.
Yes. And Keith Walker, perhaps he doesn't mind his life, but I'm sure he could always go. It's tough because I don't know if he even would have access if he had a GoFundMe or whatever. But anyway, Keith Walker, thank you so much. You are this week's Hero of the Week. And, one half of the Hero of the Week, but, 75% Hero of the Week.
75%.
I'm going to give you 75%.
Yeah, 75%. Sure. Yes.
Thank you, Keith.
And
Hero of the Week.
Here's a listener email. This comes from, this is a response to the don't shop at coulterfarm.net website that we talked about last week. Because apparently, whoever runs that website put up a new thing, a new post saying, I have now seen thousands of people have come to this website and I want to remind you and tell you again, do not shop at Coulter Farms. Rebecca is a demon who has been haunting me.
Did we drive that traffic?
Yeah, absolutely. If I don't know who else would have found that. But yes, it's very frightening.
So this woman just, she's like, I hit. I think I'm onto something.
I know. Yes. Everyone should know and they will know. Okay. But this is an email we got. When you were reading the Don't Shop at Coulter Farms website, it reminded me of a fellow I interacted with back in 2005. I was working tech support for a large alarm company and came across this customer named Lorenzo from Alabama. He would call into tech support 3 to 5 times a week, tell us something insane happened, insist that nothing be done, but wanted his account documented.
Okay.
So here are some of the greatest hits include. Someone broke into his house, stole a gallon of milk from the fridge, and replaced it with spoiled milk. That's called bourbon.
I actually think that that's a really funny joke.
Time traveling. It's a great. Yeah. Always gang stalk.
Always.
Gang stalk your enemies. Someone broke into his house and stole 3 $1 bills. The police regularly break into his house and have shot him many times.
Well, but is he okay?
It seems to be.
Fake bullets.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The homosexuals from across the street broke into his house and stole 4 cigarettes from his pocket.
Oh my God. That's not easy to do.
It's hard. And don't blame the homosexuals.
No, I didn't even know David Blaine was gay. Wow.
Whoa.
He'll make any cock disappear.
Yes.
Woo.
The prostitute that lives next door kicked open his front door, shot up his house with an AK-47 while he was sleeping on the couch, and then stole the front door. Which is an incredible full assault.
So what does this house look like at this point?
It is just 4 just pillars. Someone stole his doorbell and garbage disposal. That is wild.
Honestly, the garbage disposal will take some time to get out of there. You got to wiggle it out and everything.
What a pain in the ass. Yeah. You go to click the switch and there's just nothing. And you just got food all over the inside of your fucking sink.
You threw all the cabbage down there.
Funny enough, there were numerous claims of someone stealing inhumanly large quantities of cheese from his refrigerator. His call records went back for 6 years.
Oh my God.
So again,
maybe he got COVID.
Maybe
this is all a psychotic break.
But as Justin says, mental health isn't your fault, but it is your responsibility.
And we take that responsibility very seriously. Depending on how many drugs you do, it might be your fault. But nonetheless, you still have to take it. You are still in charge of it.
Yes.
All right. Any other listener emails?
No, that's it.
That's it. All right. That's
it for today.
Well, thank you all so much for listening. We're going to keep on getting through 2021 together. This year is off with a, I guess, bang.
You can call it a bang.
In a good or bad sense. But we are moving forward, and we are in the fourth quarter. My parents just got vaccinated in Florida. A lot of folks have been
getting rabies.
Yes, but my folks are very middle class, which lets me believe that they are actually getting this out to everyday
folks.
Absolutely.
My parents are on the short list. I can't wait for them to get it. And then I could probably go see that. I don't know. That's such a foreign concept of seeing your family. I don't know. Maybe
of course, the short list is just the sick list of Polish people there in Florida.
Because we just make our grievances known.
No, it's because you...
Because we live our life as strong Polish warriors. As and all we do is hold the line.
I've been playing Ghost of Tsushima, and you are no warrior.
Oh,
Tsushima, I am a warrior because I sit there and I fiddle with my thumbs.
You should ask. If I'm not a warrior, you should ask.
Do not
my
mention
fucking...
Civ 6.
Well, then I guess I'll continue without. Because you gotta live. You gotta laugh. You gotta love the fact that. 200 people who shop at the Target extra large section. Took over the government today. Well, we had to re-record today's episode for technical difficulties, not on purpose. And we finally are recording an episode during a time when shit is happening.
Well, we got the granny killer and we got a bunch of stuff there. And I don't know. I can't say that. I don't think they took it over. I think they
let them have it.
They'll be kind of escorted out.
It seemed like the cops kind of went like, oh no, they're here. And they're like, oh, these guys, what are we going to do? Hands are tied, I guess. Meanwhile, just like piles of rubber bullets sitting in their little vans. It's fun.
It's interesting. Yes. And police and militia, what's the difference sometimes?
But the real thing you really got to do is you got to laugh. Because if you don't laugh, you know what happens if you don't laugh sometimes? That's scared. That's more of a whimper. If you laugh.
Whoa.
The thing about laughing is that it creates a soundtrack for your revenge.
But what if you're doing something that's extremely nefarious and like not funny, but then
you're broadcasting
laughing.
And people should get out of the way, like the Nashville bomber.
Okay.
See?
Okay, you've done it.
Double-edged blade.
We love Nashville. We love Nashville.
We do. God, we miss
it. I believe you have one more on the triple L.
No, I did chill. I did all the three.
Did you do love?
Yeah.
You did love. You did live. You did laugh. I don't believe that you did love.
You got to love yourself because if not, you can't love anybody else.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I read that in fucking on Oprah's fucking tampon box.
Oprah's tampons. I love them. I use them every day.
I love them.
What the ones you want to get are the ones for men.
Oh, yeah. The one to. Yeah, it's called the fucking Downtown Brown Town. It's an ass cork. I'm loving it.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening. We're going to keep on trucking through 2021. Whatever this year brings, we're going to conquer it. We're going to destroy it, and we're going to be better off. And when 2022 comes, we're going to continue to get stronger
just
and stronger
gonna
and stronger and stronger.
I'm going to get inside of 2022, and we're going to get up inside of it.
Hail yourselves!
Hail Satan!
Magustalations.
Hail me.
All right. Watch out for... honestly, check your cheese.
Seriously, check your cheese.
And lick it to make sure it's safe.
Yeah, because if not, someone else is going to take it, and you can go like, get COVID on it. Now you can't hear me.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.